views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, welcome to the show. Oh, I've been excited about this one today because it has really been inspiring me. I've had quite the visitations, if you want to say that. But I thought it would be a great topic. And if you have had angels in your dreams, we'd love to hear from you. We've got the lines open for this show, 1-800-930-2819. And what we are talking about is angels that come to us in our dreams. Have you ever been visited by an angel in a dream? They will find a way to bring us messages in so many different ways in our conscious state when we're awake. We see the synchronicities. We see so many different things that will pop up. But when they come into the dreams, it's a whole different dynamic. You're on a different playing field completely, if you want to say that, because we're now in that state that doesn't it doesn't follow the laws of physics. So you see a lot of different types of dynamics that come in bringing you messages. I absolutely love it when they come in. I've had a couple of incidences where, whoa, okay. And I work with angels every day as part of my life, life's work. Helping other people. I work with them and appreciate what they do for me personally every day. But when they have come to me in dreams a couple of times, you know, there's been many times, but a couple of them were pretty big deal. And they will be very clear. So think about if you ask, please help me. I'm not clear on this decision. Can you help me? You know, and we're always asking for this help. And sometimes we don't realize the answers are right there. And so they will come on a little bit differently. I had one time where, okay, wow, is this a path I should go on? Or is this something I should do or change direction? Things like that. And if I ask them to come to me in my dreams, they do every single time. And I remember a few years back, I had a situation where I really wasn't sure what I should do. It was probably 5-6 years ago. And I was like, wow, you know, what do I do? And I thought, well, maybe this is the route I should take. So I asked for clarity before I went to sleep. And let me tell you what, Michael came in, Archangel Michael. Well, he comes to me a lot, and he does with a lot of people that do this type of work. He came through so strong that I know the archangels are large. I mean, they always come bigger than life anyway. But I was trying to walk up a path up the stairs of this big place, this mansion, and he just dropped around right in front of me and blocked my path. Now, if that wasn't clear, do not go this way. I don't know what was. He's done that a couple of times. I've tried to go through a door in the dreams, and it was a path, and literally I felt it was, you know, I don't want to say a slap, but it felt like that a little bit. There was such a strong force of an angel wing just pushing me away from that door, like, no, not that way. So, you know, they do come on stronger if you want. And I have to wake up and go, okay, obviously I wasn't paying attention or hearing what they wanted me to hear. So they came through even stronger. Now, we already have a couple of people on the line. So let's start bringing on a couple of callers, because I want to hear what your experiences are with angels, or if you have a question about how they speak to us in our dreams. So, oh, wow, we have an interesting lineup. We have Julia and Julia. So let's bring on Julia from Colorado first. Hello, Julia from Colorado. You're on the air.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, good morning. You were right in the top of the lineup, and welcome to the Jen Moisture Show. Now, did you have a question?
Well, actually, I'm basically going through a huge life challenge. I'm at the end of a 30-year marriage and in the process of divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And I could really use some guidance. There's a lot of fear about moving forward in the future and all that stuff and finding a job. And it's just...
feeling overwhelmed.
Overwhelming, yeah. Yes. So...
Okay. Totally understand. 30 years of it being a certain way, and then all of a sudden it changes. Have you been experiencing some interesting dreams? Have you had any? Has it been all over the place? I hear your question, but I'm just asking in particular, have you had some strange dreams? Because the reason I ask is a lot of times, a lot of what we're looking for is going to be in those dreams.
Mm.
But some people say they're not dreaming at all when they go through something.
Yeah, my sleep pattern is erratic. Sometimes I'm not sleeping until the wee hours, and sometimes I just fall out and I wake up and it's the next morning. So I'm not sure that I'm...
Well, getting quite a bit of a strong signal right now from Michael, Archangel Michael. 30 years of the same way it's always been. Obviously, it's time for that to change. And we see things like that kind of frightening, because we're like, wow, this is the only thing I've ever known. However, being this year and if you listen to the one that I did about the angel messages for the whole year, it'll make more sense. If you haven't heard that, you can go listen to the archive. That one is talking about how this energy is just really revving up, and it's a changing year. Okay. For you, there are things that need to come into your life, but other things needed to move out of your life, so to speak, for them to come in. And when something like this feels so devastating and sometimes heartbreaking, even if we wanted it, it can be upsetting. I have got the strongest, big, huge hug coming in from this dynamic angel, wanting to wrap his wings around you, saying, Julia, you are okay, and you will come through this so much better, and you are going to see that there's so much more about you you never knew was possible. That is the biggest thing he's saying to tell you right now, and to just ask. And they will be there with you in this. The direction will move quite quickly this year because of the energies that are out there for all of us, whatever we're going through. And yours is going to move. That's the part that can make us feel overwhelmed, is how fast it moves. And when I say fast, I'm talking about a higher frequency coming in. And it's really just going to push out what needs to leave all of our lives. And it can be toxic, or it can be not so toxic. It's just a change that we need to go down a different route. Michael is the one that really is the seer of, or he overlooks all of our guardian angels. So he protects us that way. He's kind of their boss. Okay. And he also, about our life path, our life purpose, about where we're going in life. So he's a great angel to have in your corner right now. And he is saying, know that there is a lot of surprises coming your way, very pleasant, about your own self. There's so much about you that you don't know, because it's always been about what everybody else had. And it's time for you to see who you are. Is that making sense to you? Because that's the one big thing he's saying that I need to impress to you.
Yes. Yes, very much so.
Oh. And that's a lot, yeah. I said to you, because it's like, oh my goodness, that's a lot. So you may not know what they all are, and I have to go to break here quickly. So the second caller, Julie from Minnesota, will take you when we come back. Hang on. But Julia, thank you for calling in today.
Thank you.
Because you have a lot coming up that's very good. Don't be afraid of what you don't know or understand. Take it, embrace it, and learn everything you can about it. Something new and different in your life, whatever it might be. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Thank you for calling.
We have to go to break. Okay.
You're listening. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen, and we are talking about angels that come to us in our dreams and the messages that they bring to our lives. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Jen Royster Show. And our topic today is angel dreams, angels that come to us in our dreams with messages. And I've always loved it. I've been working with angels my whole life, really. They've been coming to me since I was a young child. But the dreams are so profound and amazing to me. Now we have another caller. So let's bring on Julie from Minnesota. Hello, Julie. You're on the air.
Yes. Hi, Dr. Jen. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, thank you for holding. and staying with us through the break. And what can we do for you today, Julie?
Well, I have tried to contact my angels either through dreams or getting help. My daughter's going through a major upset in her life after 7 years. Her boyfriend just completely dumped her. She got her life together with her career and her job after college, and he just walked away. And as a mother, I'm having a real hard time watching this and trying to help her, but I can't really do anything. And just kind of want to know what you see for her. So.
Okay. I see a couple of things. First of all, I see for you as well, because I'm a mom too, and I get that with adult children. I get that because, boy, it is one of the hardest things to do is to watch someone else go through what are life lessons, right? And I understand that. So I'm giving you a big hug from one mom to another for me personally, because I know how hard that is. At the same time, we don't want to get in the way of them learning and growing. After 7 years, it's interesting because your daughter is in a place where if he just up and left, and she was doing successful when he up and left, right?
She had just gotten her hired as a school teacher from her.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's making sense because, and this is not to make this his fault. It's just what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a lot of frequencies of energies that were clashing. Okay. I see everything in an energy, and I'm asking for assistance with an angel right now, because the reason you're not feeling a connection is a huge, big cloud of fear and worry. Okay. Cause what that does is bring, and I'm going to answer that first, because you said you're having trouble connecting with your angels. And so I want to address that. When we have that fear of, it's a lower frequency. What I'm recommending is just saying, you know what? Yes, I'm afraid, and claiming it. So you can let it go. Believe it or not, sometimes we have to just go, yes, I'm really worried. I'm really afraid. But you know what? I've just got to go face to face with this one and walk through it. It's kind of a feel the fear and do it anyway. And I say that because keep asking, because they're still there. Reach out and embrace that they are there, because they are. And they are going to be coming to you in ways that will be a little bit more subtle and simple, more in a physical way, like in the physical world, like a synchronicity with a message that you may see on a magazine, or it's like, gosh, that was the question I was asking, and you're seeing the topic somewhere. They're going to do it that way for you right now, because you're feeling a lot of grief for your daughter. The empathicness that you have for what she's going through. What I'm going to suggest to you that will be very powerful to help her is shifting the energy that you're feeling about the situation, because we're focusing on that he left. Well, he's left. And obviously that was a frequency that needed to go away, or he just, it's not matching. She's doing very well, and she's got her career going. The thing that can happen when one is growing and doing well, and if the partnership was aligned before that, and then it's succeeding in one way or the other, those frequencies may or may not match anymore, and they need to release and let each other go. That's what's going to help your daughter soar. That's what's going to help her find her own strength and her own path, and for you as well, because it's time for both of you to feel a strength in being an amazing female in this world today, to be an amazing individual. And when we let go of all the pain of what somebody else did, now we open it up for energy to come in to bring something better and more in alignment with where we're going. Michael really comes in again with this one, but also comes with his tandem buddy, Raphael, for healing, because love relationships, personal relationships, mother-daughter relationships, they need love too, right? They need, and right now we want to focus on your daughter being lifted in that love and being lifted in how amazing she is as an individual, not needing it to have him there, because he's chosen his path. And it's, we're not going to make it about him being right or wrong. It's just, this isn't about that. It's about what will help someone soar and lift them up. And it's about putting the focus on the higher positive frequencies that you want. So we want her to feel happiness. We want you to feel happiness. And sometimes we have to just go, okay, yeah, I'm feared and I'm worried. And I know she's upset and angry and doesn't understand, but I'm going to give her that positive vibe. You don't even have to talk her into it. Just start thinking that way and seeing and feeling your daughter in the way that you want to see her happy, but also see yourself happy. Also see yourself happy, Julie, because I can feel that you're hurting so much for her, but it is another's pain and we can help them. That's how energy healing works. We don't focus. If I'm working with someone that has cancer, I don't focus on, oh, the poor person has cancer. That's just giving them more of that same vibe. Is that making sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I'm kind of giving you a cheerleader boost here because that's what you need. And I think you're feeling me pulling you up, aren't you? Are you feeling the pulling up, the lift? Okay. Because we want to take the focus and shift it. When you start focusing away from the problem, focus on the positive that she's doing great. Like the success that she has in her life, that has nothing to do with him or what he did.
Sure.
And yeah, and then that's lifting you, that's lifting her. And there's a lot to being in a place where you realize, wow, I thought this was going to just destroy me, but it didn't. I'm stronger now because of it. And that's what I feel both of you are going to experience from it, actually. So you feel good for her, you know, you feel good for you. And Michael can help you when you're feeling the negativity or the toxicity of a situation pulling you down. Michael is the one to say, Michael, please take these negative thoughts from me or this fear thought from me. Ask him to do that. Ask him to help you, wrapping that around you. And then Raphael comes in. He always comes in calmer. Like Michael always feels vibrant, like a fiery, like, let me just save the day, you know, like the hero, the, you know, just power. And then when he comes in with Raphael, the energy that I always feel with Raphael is very gentle, healing. It's calming, but he comes in, he's a little quieter and he's very, very peaceful actually, but he brings in the healing energy. He's considered the physician of heaven and it just is a beautiful team to work with together. Because there's healing taking place, and then there's no more of this. Cut these thought patterns out. Cut this fear out. Cut this and let that go. So that's what is bringing the density. And once we cut that out of the way and ask for that help, and this would be working on it each day, now you're going to start lifting the frequency, and then you're going to see a difference. You're going to see that dark cloud starting to fade out and people starting to move on and let it go. Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Jen. I just said a lot.
I know. I do it fast because of the breaks and everything, but are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I just thought she kept saying, I had my plans. I was supposed to be a teacher, and then we were going to get married. So anyway, I do appreciate it because I'm just trying to get her through this. So,
yeah, she basically has her plan. It's just not going to be with something holding her back now.
Right.
And that's the way we need to look at it, right? Because they only affect our plans if we let them affect our plans. And it's kind of an attachment of energy that keeps you anchored down. So it's cutting the brick off, you know, actually the brick, you know, it's just, and he's not even trying to be that. I don't even know what the situation is. A lot of times people want to get focused on what somebody did to them. And it's actually the opposite is the key to really moving forward and it not affecting you. So it's really just taking all the focus off of him completely and moving into what she does have in place for you too. So are you, but she's going to be fine. I see her doing very well. It's just a matter of getting out of the energy that's pulling everybody back.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in and I wish you both well and I send you a lot of love and support.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Wow. Wow. Two callers with some, you know, big stuff going on. But you know what? That is what the angels can do for us. It's pretty incredible. I mean, I've had them knock on the door before. I call it the spiritual door. It's really interesting. I will be, I seem to sleep lightly anyway, but you know, when you are in that sleep state, you may just come out of a dream. I may or may not be in there, but then all of a sudden, you know, I'll hear doorbells or knocking. They're very polite. They knocked because they want to come see you. And they're doing it when you're in that subconscious state. Anyway, think about what dreams have you had where you've seen angels or messages have come to you. How do they bring messages to us? And how can we ask them to bring us more? Stay with us. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen, and we'll be right back.
Stranger in the black sedan, I want you to hop inside my car.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Nonstop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
And we are back. Thank you, Brian.
There's the surprise.
I know it. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen, and our topic today is angels that come to us in our dreams. Now, if you have a question about angels in your dreams or the messages they bring, or you have one that came to you and you want to share, the number is 1-800-930-2819. We are taking callers during the show. We already had two wonderful callers that shared, you know, what was on their heart, and it was a lot going on for both of them, and we wish them both a lot of love and support as they feel lifted in working with angels and allowing the light to come into their life. So if you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. We are talking about how they come to you in your dreams. Right before we went to break, I was talking about that spiritual door knock. It's amazing. They actually knock, ring doorbells. If you've felt like you could swear you heard the door, or I don't know if anyone else has ever felt that before, but it's amazing to me. They're the most polite beings. They knock. They just don't intrude in. A lot of people that are afraid or they're new to this and they don't want to connect with, you know, something negative. That's the one thing I do want to say. Anything that comes from the light and the divine is not going to force their way into your life. They're not going to come around if you have fear or if you're afraid, and they don't want to frighten you. They're not going to do that. The ones that do push their way through, okay, that's a little different. I would say go ignore that and tell them to go away. That's what I would say right off the bat. But angels have never been that way for me. Never have they been that way. And I work with them daily. I check in. I work with my guardian angel every day, and I work with my guides. The archangels, because I do the type of work I do, they work a lot with healers and light workers. And so I know a lot of people that do this for their living out there understand what I'm saying. A lot of the fear just really left my life and really faded away. And when it does pop up, I go there and they're right by my side. And it really is an empowering feeling to know that, oh, wow, all this that was so frightening really isn't as bad as I thought. And they can help with that so much. That door knocking, you may hear the doorbell. And then I realize that's what it is. I let them in, and they always bring me such amazing information that way. I've seen them draw out sacred geometry, and it looks like they're drawing with a laser pen. It looks like lightning, actually, but it's being drawn specific into shapes. I've seen that. I immediately go straight to looking up and researching. Okay, they're giving me symbols and signs of something. What do I need to go see what that is? And immediately it makes sense. They will give me specifics. And sometimes with the bigger things in life and the things that are tough, it could be a little like harder, I guess, to decipher it because it's new. I want everybody to know that anything that's new or never explored, for example, if you have something big and, you know, some of the obvious are easy, but then maybe it's that really big one that's a harder decision or a really big one. And you keep going back and forth and you're not sure. And you ask every day, can you help me? Can you help me? And always remember, they're not going to tell you what to do no more than I'm going to tell you what to do. I don't believe in that. I believe that we are here to support and empower you to trust yourself. I really want to point that out. That's important. Nobody wants to feel manipulated. Nobody wants to feel like they just don't have any say-so about anything. That's not what this is about. But they will guide you gently. And some of the dreams that I've even had where, wow, I don't know. And it's usually the big decisions or the bigger warning dreams that I'll get that they are being very clear. And it's after maybe I've worked a couple of weeks on a particular question. And I'm thinking, it feels like this feels so great. What am I missing? So each day I will ask, what could I focus on today to help me with the clarity and to move in the direction that would be for the best outcome? I ask that every morning, every single morning. And the more you do that, the easier it is to pick up on all the nuances and then the gentle nudging and the gentle messages they deliver. If I start having a series of dreams, dreams will come to me in series. Or if there's information, all of a sudden it's like sit down and start writing. It comes in packets to me, or sit down and start painting. We have something we need you to understand and then share. They're usually like that with me. So this is a big transformation year. That's why we did that show at the beginning, because we have amazing opportunity to really shift into something and that's better suited for us, where we will resonate with a higher frequency, which is going to be the intention to move into those frequencies of higher living, because that's where the happiness is. We will have to let go and go into some unknown areas to do that. The angels can be the best friend ever while you're going through those things this year. When you start to feel that, it's not going to be negative unless that's what you're choosing. But a lot of people take something that's changing as something tragic happening. And I really want to point out to you, that's not necessarily the case. Maybe that just needs to fade away because you can't see the potential beyond it. You can't see what's past it because this is in the way. So, and you know what? It can actually hold up if there's more than one person involved here. It actually holds the other person up too. And we don't want to be in the way of someone else's growth, right? So angels for me are like my best buddies every day. And they are not it's not like I'm worshiping them. They are so connected and work for the same team I do. We work for the divine. We are here to bring in the love and the light that is lifting and healing humanity and the whole world, and just to bring in something positive. Not saying that we're, you know, better than anybody else. Nobody's better than anybody else, and everybody has a unique thing that they can bring. But angels coming to you strongly in dreams, let me give you a couple of tips on that. If they're coming through strong in dreams like they have me, that means they really need you to listen and they really want you to get this one. And when I ask for clarity, they come on a little stronger. So be prepared. If you ask for clarity, it will probably come in stronger to help you get the message. And that's what they've done for me. I have been pushed out of door. It's always a doorway or something for me. I'm like, no, don't go that way. And these are symbols in my own dream state that I understand. You know, looking up a dream in a dictionary can help, but not really, because your dreams are so unique to you. They can come through with very powerful messaging, but they're not to be afraid. Like when I was at that one place where Michael came down and he just came straight out. I mean, he just landed right in front of me and he was so big. He was as big as a house. He was big, just a big giant angel. He was huge. That was so powerful to me. And you know what? What was so strange for me, and I'm sharing this, when he landed right there in front of me, I mean, I stopped dead in my tracks. I was just going to go right into this. Looked like it was fine to me. He saw deception or something that wasn't right for me. He was protecting me. I asked him to every day. So why would I be surprised that he would do this? If I wasn't getting it, he was going to make sure I got it. And when he stopped, I looked at him and I'm thinking, oh my goodness. I felt my ego try to kick in and go, oh my gosh, am I in trouble? What did I do? Immediately my ego did that. Can you believe that? And then I thought, no. This is amazing. Wow. You know, and I feel and see them all the time, but he came in even more powerful in this one. He wasn't angry at me. He just needed me to stop dead in my tracks and pay attention. So see it that way. See it. Don't see it as frightening. My ego even was trying to take me that way. I was like, no. I was so thankful that he was there and he did that. And it made a huge difference for me down the road. To be quite honest, I can't remember what it was I was working with or dealing with at the time. It was so many years ago, but it stayed with me. That presence of that angel is what stayed with me. That's what you want to take out of it. What is the message? What is he saying? It was just change directions, that let's go different. This is a protection. And that's pretty amazing to me. I absolutely love it. So that's what we're talking about during the show. Angels that come into your dreams. If you have a question or if you want to share about an angel in your dream, call in 1-800-930-2819. This is Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Oh, I'm ready to jump up and do a cheer. Is anybody else? That was great, Brian. Thank you. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. If you're just tuning in, boy, we've had a couple of callers at the beginning of the show. So if you missed the beginning of the show, be sure to grab the archive. We have been talking about angel dreams, angels that come to you in your dreams. Now, we've been talking about during sleep, we've been talking about some of the tones or the ringing or the door knocking. I mean, sometimes you'll hear those pitches in your ear, a lot of different sounds. I think a lot of people are feeling things like that right now. I've heard more and more people telling me they're feeling or hearing different tones. And even after going and making sure there's nothing medically wrong, what are all these tones? There's all the logical things that it could be. When you're ruling all that out, no, it's not an electronic, no, it's not this, no, it's not that, and you know there is absolutely nothing else, why is it so difficult to believe that you're actually learning how to hear and connect more? Because you are. I mean, I hear things that are very interesting. And I have all the different ways to connect working, but a lot of times they will come in a very high tone like that. And it disturbs people at first. So we say we want to connect and then we don't even realize we're resisting or arguing it when it starts to happen. So I say, look at all the possibilities, the logic of it, make sure everything's medically sound, and then look at the spiritual side of you. Don't throw that out the window. That's part of you. It's absolutely part of you. And you can also have interesting dreams with angels in what I call daydreams, or maybe during the day, or, you know, not necessarily during the evening hours when you're sleeping. And watch out for that falling asleep with a television on. Oh, my goodness. We don't even keep TVs on in here. I mean, we watch very little, and we choose what we're going to watch. I just don't watch a lot of it. But that's one thing I don't want is that to be on if I'm falling asleep, because, oh, my goodness, I just go into some crazy places. And the influence of that is coming into that subconscious. And so you don't want something that's all frightening to come into that. So think about that. If you're really working past fear and you're really trying to connect and not be worried and then be afraid of what you just connected with, start to clean up the physical toxic leaks that are in your life. Think of it that way. Maybe it's the programming you watch, or maybe it's the programming you listen to, or maybe it's some of the activities you do, or just look around and see, what could I clean up and do better? Eventually, as your frequency rises and you start to find that you're not so afraid of everything, you're going to find less and less drama in your life. And for a lot of us, we have to detox from being so connected to drama. Wow, I know. Once you are out of that and there's peacefulness in place, it's even easier connecting at that point. Yes, they're going to still be there and listen and hear you and be there for you when you're in need. The beautiful thing that I want to point out is that you want to have a daily walk of life with a connection to the divine. The angels can help you do that. If you are in a higher frequency, it's a lot easier. It's a whole lot easier to just stay in a daily connection. But when you're working on it and this is new to you, or you really want to connect and change your life, it's going to start by moving some of the physical toxic things out of your life. You know, and you're going to realize, oh, yeah, I don't necessarily enjoy those activities anymore. Or maybe you don't like hanging out with this type of activity, or watching that on television, or you want to change the types of movies you watch, or what you listen or read. I mean, these are the things that can start to shift it for you. You'll start to see, it's a gradual process. You may want to clean up your diet. You may want to clean up, and this is a way to help you connect more. You may want to clean up your diet. For me personally, I'm very organic, very clean eating. I am. That's the truth. I mean, my husband listens to that daily with me. I mean, it's just the way I am, but I don't regret it. It's been the best thing ever I could have done. Very, very, very involved in what I consume because it's my healthcare plan. It really is. I listen intuitively to my body on what I eat. That is another thing that helps you connect more too. And once you start to connect a little bit, or you just start to trust that, okay, the worst thing that can happen sometimes when you're really afraid of something is just, it literally is just, okay, I'm worried about this. I'm feeling it. Acknowledging that that's the side of you that's this physical world, that ego side. Usually the fear comes from not knowing what's around the corner and not knowing. It's not a program. It's an unknown area. I am giving you a heads up. There's going to be lots of unknown areas coming. We are in them. It's going to be that way because we're in a huge shift for change. Change cannot be change, and it cannot be new if it's already been done. Okay, it has to be different. It has to be different. I mean, you know, I love what Einstein said. You can't solve the problem with the same mind that created it. Okay, there you go. That's it in a nutshell. Remember, angels can help you as you're transitioning. They really can feel like a best friend, comforting you when you're feeling tired and you're like, I know I got to keep going. They can feel so supportive. They bring in the positive pick-me-ups when you need them the most. That's what I receive every single time. I may not feel like going on a 5-mile hike with my co-host Emmy, but Emmy says, but we are going on a 5-mile hike and it's cold. It doesn't matter. We're going anyway. And you know what? They helped me do it, and it was the best thing I could have done because we needed to get out into nature and reconnect, or we needed to cleanse some energies off of us every single time. They used that dog to give me messages so much you wouldn't believe it. I mean, no kidding. One time she woke me up at 1 o'clock in the morning. I was sleeping so good too. And I don't always sleep that easily. I'm a very light sleeper and I sleep in increments. I've never been able to sleep like longer than 5 or 6 hours. From what I understand, a lot of people that are intuitive or really connected are like that. Well, she gets me up at 1 o'clock in the morning and I go down and I was like, what is going on? Do you have to go outside? And no, you just need to come down and sit on the couch. So I sit on the couch at 1 o'clock in the morning and I realized then, okay, who woke you up and what do they need to talk to me about? And it was Michael. It was Michael again. So literally I said, okay, I'm here. I'm awake now. What's going on? And he said, it's okay. Just close your eyes. There was the most amazing, I don't know what other word to use except activation that came over me. I felt this enormous shift of energy through me really strong. I was overwhelmed. I was speechless. And I didn't need to worry about what it meant. I didn't need to worry about what do I do now. I just needed to be with it and be at peace and just know that each moment would let me know what's happening next. It was the best thing ever. I'll never forget it. So they come to you. They absolutely do. I want to say thank you to those that called in and shared their stories. I want to say thank you to you, all of the listeners, because I love you all very much and your angels do as well. And I wanted to quickly mention, be sure to go over to my website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. I have in my list of free guided meditations a wonderful one that's one of the favorites for connecting with your guardian angel. Go over and grab it. They're all free downloads for you. They're meditations. It's my gift to you. Sign up for my newsletter. I put out a weekly newsletter with all the upcoming events that I'm doing, speaking engagements, events, things like that. The information for the telesummit that I'm in is over there. It's right on the front page. It's free, or you can purchase the downloads. But go check it out and come say hello. And always know that I appreciate you. And it's an honor to be here weekly, bringing inspiration and positive love and light to you. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Dr. Jen, and this is the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.